Nick Lippa here with Behind the Bench Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe. Bill, the Sabres could have done a lot Tuesday night. This is a team that missed out of a 2014 playoff format last year, but they stayed at the 8th overall pick they had this year instead of trading it. They took Jack Quinn. How do you think they did?
Well, I think they did well. At the number 8 pick, they were going to get a terrific prospect, and how that prospect pans out in the coming years, who knows? But right now, there are a lot of talented kids available at that spot, and Jack Quinn, I think they selected a pretty good one. I mean, he's had a rapid rise. He scored 52 goals last season. He's one of junior hockey's best players, and the Sabres really believe, and I guess you wouldn't expect him to say differently, but they believe that he has a high ceiling, that he has room to grow, and it'll be interesting to see what kind of player he develops into, because if you look at his career path, he's had such a quick rise, going from 12 to 52 goals in the last 2 years. And early in his career, he was getting cut from hockey teams. So if he's been able to do that, I mean, what can he do, 3, 4, 5 years from now in the NHL, possibly?
There were a few other players on the board when Quinn was taken. A lot of NHL draft pundits had other players ranked higher. Was that due in part to how much talent was there in the middle of the first round this year?
Definitely. It's a deep draft. I think any player Kevin Adams would have selected with that number 8 pick probably would have been a pretty good choice. I think the fans would have liked. I know a lot of them wanted Marco Rossi, who was Jack Quinn's center with the Ottawa 67s, who had just a monster season as well. And he actually went with the next pick to the Minnesota Wild. There were some defensemen on the board that didn't quite get to the Sabres that would have been good picks. And I know the Sabres, you look at their roster, you look at their organization, they don't need a defenseman, so to speak. But those guys are so good that if they snuck to the Sabres, I mean, would they have been tempted to take them? I think they might have. And Kevin Adams didn't want to get into that. But there were some interesting choices out there.
Speaking of Kevin Adams, it's his first draft as an NHL GM. With this pick and the recent trade of veteran center Eric Staal, how would you say he's acclimating to the job?
I think so far, obviously a small sample size, but I think he's acclimated pretty well. And I think the Eric Staal trade a few weeks ago really gave him some credibility. The Sabres needed a second-line center, and he got a good one in Eric Staal. And Eric Staal's not the player he was 10 years ago, but he seems to be a very effective player, even at 35, 36 years old. And he filled a big need. He saved money by trading Marcus Johansson. And it just, all around, right now, it looks like a pretty good deal. And I think making that deal kind of lessened some of the pressure on Kevin Adams. By getting that second-line center, there wasn't as much pressure to trade that 8th overall pick and turn it into an established player. I mean, he could keep that pick and take whoever he wanted, and because he addressed one of the Sabres' biggest needs by getting Eric Staal.
You know, sometimes you see a new GM, they get the job, they get some time to build the roster, sometimes over a few years, but it's been so long since the Sabres have made the playoffs. What's the expectations for Adams heading into this year?
Well, I think the expectation is that Kevin Adams positioned the Sabres to get into the playoffs. I mean, it's funny how the standard around here has changed. I mean, the Sabres basically used to make the playoffs almost every year, and it was just kind of a given. But the Sabres missing the playoffs 9 straight years now, it's just become a black cloud over the organization, and they need to get back into the playoffs. And it'll just, if they can get back in, it'll just change the outlook of the organization, the team, dramatically. And I think that's the biggest thing. Just make some moves and give the Sabres those extra 3-4 wins they need to get that 8th seed and just sneak in the playoffs. I mean, even if they sneak in, it will be a major, major victory for the Sabres.